orange colour with purple bars across it. And when I'd given orders for parade, I stood and watched the day come in. But enough of this. I haven't half enough guts for modern warfare, and Shaw, who was absolutely fearless, was hit by a sniper on Christmas Eve. He was the son of the Bishop of Buckingham, I think, and a topping chap. Why all the best men go west is an unfathomable mystery, isn't it? Well, old man, in 2 minutes more it'll be Sabbath, and my eyes are revolting, so I'll say good night. Cheerio, Geoffrey.
First London General, 24th of January, 1916. Dear Edward, did Mother tell you I was thinking of giving up this place when my 6 months are up and possibly not going on with nursing any more? Life has been shattered into fragments even more than I thought. How much I realise more and more every day. 8th of February, 1916. A postcard has arrived from Mother to say that Edward had a wire last night telling him to return to the camp immediately, as he is to go to the front this week. This time I feel the alarm is real. He would go just now, when we all feel the dreadfulness of it most. Now he is all I have, all there is to fall back on.
Dear Vera, I don't think I have ever seen Edward so happy and cheerful since the war started as he was last Wednesday. I had a very nice letter from your mother, and she said he went off in high spirits. Mrs. Layton said that it was very extraordinary that we three should have been such great friends, as we were all so unlike each other. I hope you do not mind me writing like this about the three of us, but you know that our friendship is the most valued thing I have ever had, or ever will have. And now that you are his representative, it seems natural to talk to you about it. Yours sincerely, Victor, or Tar.
I have just seen this casualty list in the Times, with the kind of shock that the expected gives when it actually happens. When a cursory glance informed me that the 10th Sherwood Foresters predominated in the list of regiments, I looked at once and saw that Thurlow had been wounded, I suppose in the recent fighting at Ypres. I have almost loved him since his little letter to me after Roland died, and I can't tell you how anxiously I hope that he is not badly hurt.
France, 16th of February, 1916. Dear Vera, we took 54 hours only to get into the frontline trenches from when we left England. I was never more surprised by anything than I was in the trenches. It is now quite easy for me to understand how Roland was killed. It was quite ordinary, but just unlucky. I do not hold life cheap at all, and it is hard to be sufficiently brave, yet I have hardly ever felt really afraid. One has to keep up appearances at all costs, even if one is.
First London General, 27th of February, 1916. Dear Edward, I have just been to see Thurlow at Fishmongers Hall Hospital, London Bridge. He is only very slightly wounded on the left side of his face. Fortunately, his eyes, nose and mouth are quite untouched. In fact, he won't even have a scar left, and the wound is healing with a depressing rapidity. He was apparently wounded in the bombardment before all the trench fighting began. He thinks hardly any of his battalion are left now. He was sitting before a gas stove with a green dressing gown on and a blanket over his knees. He seems to feel the cold a great deal, which must be owing to shock, and also for the reason his nerves are very bad. So he has been given 2 months' sick leave. Of course, he doesn't want to go back a bit. But since he has to go, he wants to get out quickly and get it over. He says he finds the anticipation so much worse than the things themselves, and says that he is not a bit of a success out there because he is so afraid of being afraid, and he hates the way all his men's eyes are fixed on him when anything big is on, partly to see how he will take it.